So Sean explained it. Basically, with a UHF pair, you've got a 5 megahertz offset. And then with a VHF pair, you have a 0.6 megahertz offset. So you need way more isolation for it to work. And at least that's how I interpret it. But that's why I said for a simplex node, that VHF radio would be killer. And as a duplexer, it would just have to have a giant, or a duplex node, it would have to have a giant duplexer.
Got ya. That makes sense. Over to you, Sean.
Right, but also the fact that VHF is, they're tuned filters, and so they're frequency dependent. And, you know, as you know, you've seen a quarter wave on VHF, right? It's, you know, 18 inches or so. And, you know, on UHF, it's a third of that, right? Because it's about a multiple of three by design. So, you know, the cavities are going to be three times larger, just like, you know, your quarter wave antenna is three times longer. You know, so the cavities, everything else the same, the cavities have to be physically larger because of the frequency you're operating at. Then add to that the fact that the split's smaller. You know, they just, VHF cavities generally span, you know, 2-3 foot tall, and, you know, they're 10 inches round, and now there are, I think, some mobile VHF duplexers. I don't know what they look like. I've never worked with them or done anything with them. All the work I've done with that kind of stuff has been in UHF.